You are way kookier than me, man, I said, turning into an alley. And I talked to pizza. I laid out the four pizza boxes on top of four adjacent trash cans and glanced around to be sure no one was nearby. It was getting near to lunch break, and it wasn't the best time for what I was about to do, but it ought to work. I turned to look up and down the alley as best I could, drew a breath, and then remembered something. Hey, Sonya, stick your fingers in your ears. The big Russian stared at me. What? Your fingers, I said, wiggling all of mine. In your ears, I said, pointing to mine. I understand the words, obviously, as I am someone who has been practicing his English. Why? Because I'm going to say something to the pizza, and I don't want you to hear it. Sonya gave the sky a single long-suffering glance. Then he sighed and put his fingers in his ears. I gave him a thumbs up, turned away, cupped my hands around my mouth so that no one could lip-read, and began to murmur a name over and over again, each utterance infused with my will. I had to repeat the name only a dozen times or so before a shadow dropped from overhead, and something the size of a hunting falcon dropped out of the sky, blurred wings humming, and hovered about 2 feet in front of me.
Boja moi!
Sonya sputtered, and Asparachus was halfway from its sheath by the time he finished speaking. I couldn't stop myself from saying, There's some real irony in you using that expression, O Knight of Maybe.
Go ahead!
Piped a shrill voice, like a Shakespearean actor on helium.
Draw your sword, knave, and we will see who bleeds to death from 1,000 tiny cuts.
Sonya stood there with his mouth open and his sword still partly in its sheath.
It is... He shook his head as if someone had popped him in the nose. It is... A domovoi, huh?
The little fairy in question stood nearly 15 full inches in height, appearing as a slender, athletic youth with the blurring wings of a dragonfly standing out from his shoulders and a tuft of hair like lavender dandelion fluff. He was dressed in garments that looked like they'd been thugged from someone's old-school G.I. Joe doll, an olive-drab jumpsuit with the sleeves removed and holes cut through it for his wings. He wore a number of weapons about his person, most of them on nylon straps that looked like they'd been lifted from convention badges. He was carrying one letter opener shaped like a long sword at his side, and two more crossed over each other on his back. I'd given him the letter opener set last Christmas, advising him to keep half of them stashed somewhere safe as backup weapons.
Domovoi?
The little fairy shrilled, furious.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Easy there, Major General, I said. Sonya, this is Major General Toot Toot Minimus, the captain of my house guard. Toot, this is my boon companion, Sonya, Knight of the Cross, who has faced danger at my side. He's okay. The fairy quivered with outrage.
He's Russian, and he doesn't even know the difference between a domovoi and a polovoi when he sees one 2 feet away.
Toot Toot let out a blistering string of words in Russian, shaking a finger at the towering knight. Sonya listened in bemusement at first, but then blinked, slid his sword away, and held up both hands. He said something that sounded somber and very formal, and only then did Toot's ire seem to abate. He said one or two more harsh-sounding words toward Sonya, added a flick of his chin that screamed, "So there!" and turned back to me. "Toot," I said, "how is it that you speak Russian?" He blinked at me.
"Harry,"
he said, as if the question made no sense at all.
"You just speak it, don't you? I mean, come on."
He gave me a formal bow and said,
"How may I serve you, my liege?"
I peered at him a bit more closely. "Why is half of your face painted blue?"
"Because we're in winter now, my liege,"
Toot said. His eyes darted to the side and down several times.
"And... say, that doesn't mean we have to eat the pizza cold, does it?"
"Of course not," I said. Toot looked relieved.
"Oh, good. What were we talking about?"
"I have a job for you," I said, "and for everyone you can get to help." I nodded at the pizza. "Standard rates."
"Very good, my liege,"
Toot said, saluting. His eyes slid down again.
"Maybe someone ought to check the pizza. You know, for poison and things. It would look real bad if someone poisoned your vassals, you know?"
I eyed him askance, then I held up a finger and said, "All right, one piece, and after..." Ha! Toot hit the pizza box like a great white shark taking a seal. He slammed into it, one bright sword slashing the top off of the box. Then he seized the largest piece and began devouring with a will. Sonya and I both stood there, fascinated. It was like watching a man try to eat a pizza slice the size of a small car. Pieces flew up and were skewered on his blade. Sauce got everywhere and gave me a gruesome little flashback to the stone table.
"Harry," Sonya asked, "are you all right?"
"We'll be soon," I said.
"This creature serves you?"
Sonya asked.
"This one, and about 100 smaller ones, and 5 times that many part-timers I can call in once in a while."
I thought about it. It isn't so much that they serve me as that we have a business arrangement that we all like. They help me out from time to time. I furnish them with regular pizza.
"Which they love," Sonya said.
Toot spun in a dizzy, delighted circle on one heel and fell onto his back with a perfectly unselfconscious enthusiasm, his tummy sticking out as far as it could. He lay there for a moment, making happy, gurgling sounds.
"Well," I said, "yes."
Sonya's eyes danced, though his face was sober.
"You are a drug dealer to tiny fairies. Shame."
I snorted.
"What was that he said about winter?" Sonya asked.
"Harry's the new winter knight,"
Toot Toot burbled.
"Which is fantastic. The old winter knight mostly just sat around getting tortured. He never went on adventures or anything."
He paused and added,
"Unless you count going crazy, I guess."
"Toot," I said, "I'm kind of trying to keep the winter night thing low profile."
"Okay,"
Toot said.
"Why?"
I glanced from the little fairy to Sonya.
"Look, it's personal, okay, and..."
"Because every creature and fairy got to see the ceremony,"
Toot said proudly.
"Mab made sure of it. It was reflected in all the streams and ponds and lakes and puddles and every little drop of water."